You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
I've got a feeling deep inside, oh yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. I've got a feeling I can't hide, oh no, no. Oh no, oh no.
To another week and another edition, a brand new edition here on the 30th of October, 2021, a brand new week of Saturday with the Beatles. And guess what? I have got in my hands today a brand new release, which just came out about 2 weeks ago. And that is finally the release of the 50th anniversary of Let It Be. And we are dedicating today's program, at least the first hour, towards that. So we started with I've Got a Feeling, but what you're hearing and what we're going to play here to get started here this morning is the album as it was originally intended to be released. And that is mixed by someone named Glenn Johns. And the album originally was supposed to be called Get Back. And the film was supposed to be called Get Back. And the album cover, for those of you old enough to remember, the album cover's got the picture, that's used on that Beatles 6770. Remember the Blue Album way back when in the 70s it came out? The two records said the Beatles' greatest hits. There was the Red Album, 62 to 66, and the Blue Album, 6770. And the Red Album had the picture from Please Please Me standing there leaning over this balcony. And Get Back has got that picture from 6770 on it. And the album never got released. And it's never been heard on CD except for the first time here today.
Daddy's gonna see you through. found herself a man. Teddy turned and ran a whole far away. Oh yeah. He couldn't stand it just to be around, so he left the town far away. Yeah, yeah. Teddy, don't worry now, mommy is here, taking good care of you. Teddy, don't worry now, your mama's just here, mommy's gonna see you through. And he said, mama, mama, don't worry, cause Teddy boy's here, taking good care of you. Mommy, don't worry now, Teddy boy's here, Teddy's gonna see us through.
Wow.
This is how the album was supposed to sound, and it never came out. This was mixed by Glyn Johns, who did most of the middle years Beatles albums. He walked out on them during the White Album. He was sick and tired of this fighting that was going on, and he got up and quit. And they talked him into coming back, and he mixed this entire album. It was called The Beatles Get Back, mixed in 1969, recorded during those sessions from early 69. A lot of it recorded from the rooftop concert, January 31st, 1969. And they must have scrapped it for some reason. And then those tapes waited and waited, and they ended up recording Abbey Road while those tapes were still waiting. And then it was given to, what's his name there, Phil Spector, who added all the strings and the lush productions, who, as George Harrison said, not produced by Phil Spector, but overproduced. But no, I'm sorry. That quote goes to George Martin, who said his album was produced by George Martin and overproduced by Phil Spector. So here during this first program here today, subsequent programs will play some of the outtakes and stuff. I want to play things from this album, Get Back, and then in the middle from the second set and the last set on, we'll play the remix of the original album that everyone is so used to knowing. The 50th anniversary of Let It Be. We'll get to that here coming up. Let's play one more song here, and then we'll go to a quick break and be back in the second set with more things from this CD entitled The Beatles Get Back.
Take 27.
I've lost me.
Take 27, sink to second clap.
Don't talk like that.
Sink to second clap, please.
Mm-hmm.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Supposed to giggle in the solo.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're listening to 1510 AM WWBC, as well as 94.7 FM and 100.7 FM. The WWBC 1510 AM radio, the Christian voice of Brevard, has an official Facebook page. Check it out, like our posts, and leave a comment and follow us as well on WWBC 1510 AM radio. Portions of WMIE's broadcasting day are underwritten by Treasure Your Landscape. Treasure Your Landscape is a licensed and insured family business based in Brevard County with many years of experience in the landscaping business. They always work hard to gain your utmost satisfaction. They bring passion and proficiency to every project with a commitment to impeccable service. Treasure Your Landscape. Available at 321-749-1432. They are a comprehensive hub for all outdoor space enhancement needs. Their services include the installation of premium artificial turf, carefully designed putting greens, meticulous landscaping services, and expert paver installation. They can transform your outdoor areas into a space your family will treasure. Treasure your landscape. 321-749-1432 is a proud corporate sponsor of the Radio Ministries of WMIE. We are back once again Saturday with the Beatles. Oh, it's always a fun time whenever I've got my hands on a new Beatles album. And, I'm excited about this. Though this probably was one of my least favorite albums, only because I love the band so much. I hate to see the fighting and the infighting. But I've learned a lot from this. Because the producer, Giles Martin, learned a lot. And he said, you know, it's nowhere near as bad as what the press and people say that it was. That from hearing these tapes, from hearing the banter in between takes, from hearing the fun and the laughter and joy that they had, that this was nowhere near as bad as what people said it was. And it's funny, that's the same things that he said about the White Album, when he remixed that, is it's not as bad as people said. That the bitterness or the John Lennon fighting or all of that stuff was nowhere near as bad as what history has recorded it. And likewise here, that hearing the takes, hearing how much fun they had making these and the joy they had making them, certainly you can say the same if you listen to Abbey Road's 50th anniversary. I've played the tracks. You hear the banter, the laughter, the fun times that they had in the studio. It was all that pressure from everything else. See, they love to record together and make these albums together, but they hated meeting with lawyers the next day and that kind of stuff. That was a drag to these guys. They wanted no part of that, but they loved making music together. And I watched the videos from John Lennon on YouTube that he recorded, and he was all for it. He was all for getting together again. He said, I'm not the one that can bring it together, but if someone else brings it together, count me in if it's about the music. He loved these guys. They were his mates. And everyone else felt the same way. They loved making music together. Let's hear a couple more tracks now. We're still playing things from this crown jewel, as I'll call it, from this 50th anniversary Let It Be. That is an album I've never heard before. An album, here it is, it's mixed. It has its own cover to it. It's called The Beatles Get Back. No such album. That's what originally was intended to be released to the public as a Beatles album, Get Back, and it never made it. We're playing those tracks from that CD now.
Do your thing, man.
I'm doing it all the time. I can't keep off it. Okay. What is it? One, two, three. Oh, no.
What are we doing?
Sorry.
Don't let me down.
Yeah. Is that what we're doing?
I was just into
it. Do a nice big for me, you know, to give me the courage to come screaming in. One, two, three, four. Don't let me down. Like she do me, ooh, she do me, yes, she does. And if somebody ever really loved me, ooh, she loved me, yes, she does.
Thank you. I change the tempo a little.
Wow, what a track. I'm speechless at that. I find it hard to believe that that was ready for release. But we're getting the feel of this album here that they're not, you know, cookie cutter songs that fade out at the end. That's not the feel that they were looking for. Now, keep in mind, this CD was mixed not last week. This was mixed by Glenn Johns in 1969. This was mixed a day or two after the Rooftop concert. Maybe even some of it before that. I'm going to have to go back and do my research. The Rooftop concert was January 31st. This album was mixed right there at that time. But I've never heard that before, that version. And you'll hear him saying, play it, Bill. Who's that? That's Billy Preston, who for the first time ever, if you have the CDs from back then, and that was Don't Let Me Down, featuring the Beatles and Billy Preston. He gets the credits there for being a member of the band, featuring the Beatles and Billy Preston. That was the late, great Billy Preston there playing that keyboard there. And that keyboard solo he plays on early releases of She's So Heavy. This heavy, heavy version of She's So Heavy, recorded from a different place, Trident Studios, in July and August of the same year prior to Abbey Road coming out. I wish normally that's where I would go next, but I don't have time today. Let's hear one more song, and then we're going to be back, and it looks like we're just going to focus this album, this time period here today, and today's edition of Saturday with the Beatles. Hey, by the way, we are heard every Saturday morning. Thanks to another listener who's inspired me. Hey, you need to be back to 2 hours and not just one. So time being, as long as we can, until maybe you purchase one of these hours to have your very own, maybe rock and roll or something, radio program, maybe jazz or something else, or country, you can purchase one of these hours. It's perhaps more affordable than you realize. For more info on that, you can reach out to me. My email address is paul@wmiefm.com. I'd love to hear from you. You can perhaps purchase the second hour. In the meantime, the second hour is mine. 9 to 11 a.m. every Saturday morning. We've been at this for some six or seven years now. We are heard up and down the Space Coast here, 1510 a.m. At 50,000 watts when we're at 50,000 from Daytona all the way to West Palm Beach. Here locally, 99.9 here, Cocoa and all points north, 94.7 Central Brevard County. Right here, Cocoa, Vieira, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Cocoa Beach, Cape Canaveral, and half of Melbourne. And then when you start heading south, 100.7 covers all of Melbourne, South Palm Bay, on the beaches, Barefoot Bay, Satellite Beach, Indian Harbor Beach, in the Atlantic. 100.7 FM. Okay, one more song, then we'll be right back. We got one more set here to this hour of Saturday with the Beatles.
Two of us going nowhere, spending someone's heart and pain. You and me Sunday driving, not arriving on our way back home. We're on our way home. We're on our way home. We're going home. Cards, writing letters on my wall. You and me burning.
tracing paper, getting nowhere.
So we leave the little town of London, England.
You're listening to 1510 AM, WWBC, as well as 94.7 FM and 100.7 FM.
Every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 here on WWBC, you hear Captain Jim Ross giving you tips and tricks to help you catch more fish. Now here's your chance to get one-on-one attention and seriously improve your fishing skills. Call Captain Jim for an instructional fishing charter and help become the angler you've always wanted to be. Learn how to read the water, spot cruising fish, tie knots, and cast like a pro. Give Jim a call at 321-636-3728 or go to his website, finelinefishingcharters.com, and book your entertaining and educational fishing trip today.
Hi friends, Paul Esposito here from 91.5 FM WMIE and WWBC Radio. We are pleased to announce that our brand new apps have been released and are now available in the App Store for you to download. So search for WMIE as well as WWBC and you can hear the awesome programming on these stations 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There also is a lot of programs available on demand. Some of the local programming here you now can hear on demand from your phone or tablet. So I encourage you, download these apps, WMIE and WWBC.
We are back Saturday with the Beatles, and last set of this hour here today. Unfortunately, I won't be able to record the next one. Hey, we'll have that next week, though. We'll be back next week, the first hour, with another brand new program here. And next week's program will be featuring the Giles Martin remix of the Let It Be 50th anniversary, the regular Let It Be that you all love so much and have known and have listened to for 50 years now. Hard to believe, isn't it? 50 years. In the meantime, I have been so fascinated with this other CD in here, this CD which was scheduled to be released, mixed in 1969, and at the last minute, they must have decided not to release it and to do something different. So, but this is what the album not only would have sounded like, but this is it. We've got it right here. If you would like this, I recommend you go to either thebeatles.com or go to Amazon and put in the Beatles 50th anniversary. This is, of course, the super magnificent, extra wonderful deluxe version edition, which has it's got the first disc is the remix of the original album. The one we've been playing so far all morning so far, the Beatles Get Back. Then there is on disc, well, that's disc four. Disc two is Apple Sessions. There's alternate takes and studio stuff going on. Disc three is rehearsals and Apple Jams. Disc five, again, disc four is Get Back, what we've been playing. Disc five is a Let It Be EP featuring, you know, the 50th anniversary, this remix of a new Beatles EP. Maybe it's an old Beatles EP. Probably is, but it's remixed. Looks like on side one we have Don't Let Me Down, a new mix of the original single, and then Let It Be, new mix of the original single. And then on the other side of the EP is Across the Universe, unreleased Glyn Johns version, and I Me Mine, the unreleased Glyn Johns version. So I don't think we're going to get to that. Let's continue with this great music here. We're featuring here on today's program, The Beatles Get Back.
Okay.
Because you're sweet and lovely, girl, it's true. I love you more than ever, girl, I do. I want you in the morning, girl, I love you. I want you at the moment I feel blue. I'm living every moment, girl, for you.
I'm Willie, and I'm able to rock and roll all night. it, boys.
What?
What was it, dude?
So which?
Because I'm in love.
Which one are we doing? Which one are we doing?
Yeah, all right. Save the last dance for me.
You can dance every dance with a guy holding hand. Let him hold you tight.
I don't remember your waltz,
yeah.
Your 3-4, and I'm 5-6.
There's a letter for you, John.
It seems to be something called Doris. Okay, let's do the next one then.
Is he taping that?
Yeah. We'll do Dig a Pony straight into I've Got a Fever. Okay. Never change drumming now. Yeah, that's okay. Okay.
I just cut out.
All right, Glynis, we're off again. Yeah. Okay. A 1, 2, 3. A 1, 2, 3.
Dig a pony. You can celebrate anything you want. Yes, you can celebrate anything you want. Oh, Blue Road Hall. You can penetrate any place you go. Trade any place you go. I told you so. All I want is you. Everything has got to be just like you want it to. Because pick a moon dog. Yes, you can radiate everything you are. Yes, you can radiate everything you are. Oh, roll a stone, yeah. You can imitate everyone you know.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can imitate everyone you know. You can indicate anything you see. Oh, now dog of pony, well, you can syndicate any boat you row. Yes, you can syndicate any boat you row. I told you so. All I want.
yes I do.
The long and winding road that leads to your door will never disappear. I've seen that road.
Music for me going there. The little reprise here to Get Back, name of this album, as it was supposed to be. And thank God we can say as it is. Though they ended up redoing it, doing something else. I'm so grateful that this has been preserved here for us. Get Back is the name of the CD mixed by the Beatles' longtime producer, well, not really the producer, the sound engineer. That's who he was, Glenn Johns, sound engineer for the Beatles. And that's his mix from 1969. We've played almost all of it here. The album, as it was originally intended, along with the film back at the time, was called Get Back. And we've just heard practically the whole thing. Hey, we're about out of time. Now, join us again. We'll be back again, at least the first time we're hearing this. Here it is on the 30th of October. As you know, we replay programs because, as you know, The music's 50 years old, and it's hard to come out with a new program every week. So the music is timeless. That's how we can keep hearing it and listening and listening and just loving this wonderful music. But we'll be back again next Saturday here on this original time that this is airing, and we will hear both the 50th anniversary, the remix of the original Let It Be album, as well as some of these other tracks I mentioned to you, some of these other rehearsals and Apple jams. And I'm dying to hear this EP from Let It Be, which has been remixed as well from Glenn Johns. Looking forward to hearing that. So that's going to do it for us today. Paul Esposito signing off of, and be with us again next week for another edition of Saturday with the Beatles.